This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take you right back up until the top of the hour. We have hockey this evening. Detroit Red Wings and the Florida Panthers from Amerant Bank Arena. I'm Larry Bluestein along with Vlad as we have our short hour this evening, but a very productive hour. Corey Bender, who joined us from Gators Online, talked a little bit about their spring game this week. Carl Gable's at the Cobb at 3 o'clock this Saturday. It's the University of Miami spring game, and somebody who's been there all the way throughout spring could tell you about everything that's going on from canesport.com is Zuby Charles, kind enough to join us this evening. Zuby, thanks so much for taking the time, and the spring went fast, and certainly everything culminates this week with hopefully a few answers.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. I feel like this spring, you know, just started yesterday. You know, now we're, you know, a few days away from the spring game, and really excited to, you know, see how these guys have put all these things together, obviously with, you know, a new defensive coordinator coming in and new defensive staff. So really excited to see how that secondary looks. And, you know, obviously you'd hope to see Carson Beck, you know, but he won't be out there due to that, you know, elbow injury. But, you know, these last few spring practices, you've been hearing really, really good things about Luke Nickel, really, really good things about Judd Anderson. And, you know, those guys kind of really finding their footing, you know, obviously with Luke being the true freshman and Judd, you know, not seeing much playing time, you know, last year, but this spring, those guys sharing those first team reps. So really excited to see, you know, which one of those quarterbacks, including Emory Williams, really pops during the spring game against, you know, secondary that we've heard a lot of good things about so far this spring.
You make a good point about, you know, new defensive coordinators, a lot of new faces. Obviously, you know, used to be with spring football, because it's not real important, but it's really important for everybody, not just Miami, because of what the portal brings with all the young kids coming in. You want to kind of find out what you have beyond the starters who are coming back. And as you mentioned, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where really the secondary has been kind of the thorn in everybody's side over the last couple of years, but not so much this year. Even though there's some untested kids coming back, you have proven players who played at the high level, and Zachariah Poyser, obviously Charles Brandley, who's played, Xavier Lucas. So you come in with a better feeling this year because you have more experience, more talent. Talk about the secondary, because I know that that's where a lot of eyes are going to be, not just during the spring game, but early in the season next year.
Yeah, 100%, and that's 100% great. Because, like you mentioned, kind of the struggles, you know, this past year, whether that have been because, you know, death issues or, you know, just straight-up injuries, losing guys like Jadeus Richard and, you know, Damari Brown for, you know, lengthy parts of the season last year. But, you know, obviously when Mario Cristobal sees a position that needs to be addressed, he addresses, and, you know, he did just that this, you know, this spring, bringing guys like you mentioned, Zachariah Poyser, Charles Brantley, Xavier Lucas, Emmanuel Carnley from Arizona, you know, Ethan O'Connor from Washington State. And, you know, you just really add a lot of, you know, bodies to that room, because that's what you really needed. And, you know, obviously there's only really three corner positions, and you have, you know, about six guys. You can't forget O.J. Frederick. That's a guy that really signed last year. So this spring is absolutely massive for finding out, hey, who are those three guys you're going to send out at corner? And then obviously safety, with Zachariah Poizo, Marquise Williams, Zaquan Patterson. A lot of unknown, honestly. And I feel like this spring kind of really helped that. Obviously, you know, some guys were a little nicked up, so they couldn't play. But I feel like this spring has, you know, really helped them figure out, all right, these are going to be our guys in the fall. Obviously, things can still change, but I feel like the spring game is going to be a better indication of that, too, seeing these guys go live in front of the crowd and that type of environment, too, which will be really interesting to watch.
You know, last year, linebacking core kind of underachieved. Mauinoa came back and didn't have the year he had the year before. Wesley Bissaint, you know, nicked up a little bit, didn't have the year that he had before. But this year seems different. Wesley got bigger. He's coming into his senior year. He's been around. Cam Pruitt showed, I guess, that he has an opportunity to be big time. And if Raul Aguirre can stay healthy, this linebacking core looks a lot better.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. And, you know, another interesting tidbit I want to add to that. So Corey Heatherman actually is the linebackers coach for this defense, the new defensive coordinator. So that position group has, you know, no choice to be great because he's counted on those guys to be the vocal leaders, the quarterbacks of the defense. I know with Lance Gidry, it was kind of more of a safety-driven defense, but this is coming from the core with the linebackers. And he actually talked about, you know, those guys today and, you know, had great things to say about, you know, Wes Popo, you know, even Jalen Alderman, you know, the former Louisville transfer that's going to be, you know, a fourth-year senior, Cam Pruitt as well. Trey Smith, too, a guy that, you know, somewhat gets, you know, a little bit forgotten due to injuries and things like that, but had a lot of great things to say about him. I'm really excited to see how this group performs, you know, during the spring game. And obviously, you know, you're not going to get the full story with that, but a much clearer look at, you know, that position group. And, you know, even some entering the spring thought, hey, maybe Miami needs to go get an extra linebacker to add some competition to that room. But, you know, from what Corey Heatherman is saying, you know, maybe that might not be the case. Maybe that may be the case. But it looks like those guys have definitely, you know, took a step forward and progressed under his, you know, guidance this spring.
Right. And young kids like Kellen Wiley Jr. has had a really, really good spring. And Darius Hayes, who I think is the world of, I think he's one of those future stars. You look up front, okay? Obviously, last year, first couple of games of the season, you know, the Florida game, the Florida A&M game, the Ball State game, the front four looked as good as anybody in the country. They had sack after sack, but then Virginia Tech game came, and a lot of injuries happened. Reuben Bain went down, a lot of the cohesiveness. But this year, you start off, I think, the big addition. Obviously, we know Reuben Bain coming back, you know, is huge. But I thought, and I know you will agree, one of the big parts of that line is going to be Akeem Mesidor. I think that he has experience. He's got the leadership. A lot of the kids, you know, the young kids like Justin Scott and Armando Blunt follow his lead. What do you think about the front?
Yeah, I think the front's going to be excellent. You took the words out of my mouth, Akeem Mesidor. It's actually funny because, you know, someone posted on Twitter saying, hey, Akeem Mesidor has been here and he's changed his body type three different times. He came in as an edge rusher. They moved him inside to beat him up as a tackle. Now he's back on the edge, which I think is his best position. That's, you know, where he's well-suited to make the most, you know, impactful plays for the Hurricanes. And, you know, we saw that his first year, you know, during Mario's first year as well, too. That was his spot to make those plays. And I know he's been a bit banged up a little bit, you know, over these last few years. But I really do think he's going to shine, you know, on the edge with Reuben Bain on one side and him on the other side. And, you know, guys like Ahmad Moten and the Louisiana Tech transfer, David Blay, you know, in the interior being those kind of wrecking balls. Can't forget Justin Scott, Armando Blunt, Cole McConathy, and even, you know, a young guy, local guy from Shaman Amadada, Dante Simpson. It's, you know, hearing a lot of great things about him. And it's funny, I actually talked about this. He kind of reminds me of an O.J. Frederick type of guy, just his storyline of getting to Miami. You know, he wasn't really a big-time target. And then he comes to a summer camp, absolutely kills it, gets that offer, then flips from a program. And, you know, we saw how O.J. did. So hopefully, you know, Dante can follow in those footsteps and be, you know, kind of an impact true freshman. But a ton of names, you know, on that defensive line. Even Marquise Lightfoot, Malik Bryant. I feel like I can go on and on with these guys.
And that's a good thing, you know, rather than have the fish for guys, at least they come, you know, off the top of your head real quickly. Let's go before I let you go. Offensively, obviously there's no secret. The receiving room got wiped out, but that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of talent. And you know as well as I do, having watched Josiah Trader, what he's capable of. You know what Malachi Toney, who should just be a junior in high school, what he's capable of. And then there's a lot of other kids that are stepping up, and I'm sure they'll maybe go after a wide receiver in the portal in the coming weeks. What do you think about the receiving room?
I absolutely love the receiving room. And, you know, like you mentioned, you know, I feel like I was beating on the drum all of, you know, last year when people were saying, oh, man, Malachi Toney's leaving. It's not that big of a deal. I was just saying, hey, that kid is a superstar. They need to keep him in Miami by all costs. And it's kind of showing this spring with, you know, all those big highlight plays. But, you know, South Florida guys, JoJo Trader, you know, Ray Joseph, Joshua Moore, a lot of those guys are making big plays. And then even, you know, the LSU transfer, C.J. Daniels, is another guy that I'm super, super excited about. But I just think from a kind of a pure, you know, depth standpoint, they're going to have to, you know, go in the portal, get at least one wide receiver. Because, you know, if one of those guys that I mentioned goes down, then it kind of starts looking like how the secondary did last year. Obviously, there was question marks behind it, but I feel like you just need to get more, you know, bodies that are capable of doing big things. But I feel like that the group has really, you know, shown out a lot this year, and I'm excited to see, you know, what they do against the secondary that, like I said, we've heard a lot of great things about during the spring game.
Yep. Before we let you go again, what are you looking for on Saturday? Who are two names that you're looking for, one on each side of the ball, to kind of step up?
So I'm going to, on offense, I'm going to give you kind of a group, that quarterback group, because obviously, you know, this entire spring has kind of been the battle of, you know, who's going to be QB2. And I think, you know, before the spring, that's something that we talked about, that we wanted to see, you know, that battle between Luke Nickel, Emory Williams, and Judd Anderson. And, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with Zachariah Poyser, because, you know, he's that safety right now that a lot of people are saying a lot of big things about. And, you know, obviously that other safety slot is a little bit, you know, questionable right now, but I really do want to see how he kind of, you know, commands that secondary back there, being, you know, that quarterback of the DBs and all that great stuff. So I would say on defense, Zachariah Poyser, just because of, you know, such the good things that we hear about them, and then obviously that quarterback battle with Luke, Emory, and Judd.
Good stuff. Zuby, let everybody know how they can follow, website, also your social media.
Yeah, so like Blue mentioned at the beginning of the show, canesport.com, we'll have, you know, all your Miami Hurricanes football, recruiting, everything in between news on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at canesport, and then my personal Twitter where I share some of my stories at Azubi Charles, IZUBEECHARLES, and that's where you can find us all.
Good stuff. We look forward to seeing you out on Saturday. Thanks so much again for joining.
Thank you, Blue.
Good stuff. Azubi Charles from canesport.com does an awesome job and a great follow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.